And that's where we leave the BBC World Service. Good morning, it is 5:20 on Sunday the 15th of December. And this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. We'll have the shipping forecast in just a moment, followed by news briefing. First, though, a look ahead to what's coming up tomorrow.
On BBC Radio 4.
Henneke, you've been 11 years old since 1976.
Bill Bailey is Guy Starling.
I know.
So you should be nearly over 50 by now.
But I'm not.
And his imaginary childhood friend who refuses to grow up is Henneke.
Who are you talking to?
When? Just now?
He was talking to me.
No one?
Henneke.
Still doing that then, are you?
Yes.
The new series of Henneke on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Are you still struggling with the voices? You know, you can get help.
I don't need help.
I'll help.
Starts tomorrow at 2:15.
And now here's Matt Taylor. Morning.
Good morning, Charles. Good morning, all. So here we go. The shipping forecast for this morning, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday the 15th of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromartie, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High just west of Fitzroy, 1,038. Expected western France, 1,041 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. West or southwest, 5 or 6. Increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, South Utsira. Southwesterly, 5 to 7. Veering westerly, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromartie, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, veering westerly, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Fisher. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames. West or southwest, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in Humber. Mainly fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Biscay, northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly, 4 to 6 later in south. Showers, good. South Fitzroy. Easterly, veering southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good. North Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Sole, west backing southwest later 3 to 5. Fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. West or southwest, 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. West or southwest, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 at first, except in Malin. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest 7 to severe gale 9. Veering west 6 to gale 8. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwest, veering west 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, veering westerly, 7 to severe gale 9. Decreasing 4 to 6 later in southeast Iceland. Occasional rain, then squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyre Automatic. West 5, heavy drizzle, 1,700 metres. 1,016, rising more slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest 6, recent precipitation, 7 miles, 1,010, now rising. Lerwick, west-southwest 7, rain, 1,700 metres, 1,000, falling. Lucas, west-southwest 5, more than 38 miles, 1,013, now rising. Bridlington, southwest by west 3, 1,017, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 5, 11 miles, 1025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1026. Jersey, west northwest 4, 12 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 5, 11 miles, 1029. Scilly Automatic, west northwest 5, 12 miles, 1031, now rising. Valencia, west by south 3, slight rain 1 mile, 1030, now rising. Ronaldsway, southwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1021, now falling. And Malinhead, southwest by west 6, mist 1 mile, 1020, rising slowly. And that brings me to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation: the United Kingdom lies in a broad westerly airflow with gales at times in the north and strong winds elsewhere. Many areas away from the south and east will see drizzle at times before a cold front brings outbreaks of rain to northern areas from this afternoon. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly 5 to 7, backing southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times in north. Then, veering westerly 5 to 7 later, occasional gale 8 in north later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time, mainly fair, rain at times later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first, then increasing 7 at times later, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Northumberland to Selsiebille. Westerly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times later, mainly fair, good. Selsiebille to Lyme Regis. West 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in east, mainly fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel. West backing southwest 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. West or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 5 or 6 later, occasional rain or drizzle becoming isolated, good, occasionally moderate or poor. From Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Westerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first, but increasing 7 at times in north, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Westerly 5 or 6, backing southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times until later, then veering westerly 5 to 7 later. Occasional drizzle, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally, Shetland Isles. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times until later. Occasional rain or drizzle, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. And that brings me to the end of this morning's shipping bulletin. Got a general forecast for the entirety of the UK coming up in a few moments' time. Back to you.
Matt. Thank you. Matt Taylor there with the shipping forecast. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 15th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Charles Carroll. The headlines this morning: the Home Secretary refuses to set out a timetable for bringing down the number of migrants crossing the Channel, but admits to the BBC that it's still far too high. There are fears of a significant number of deaths after a devastating cyclone tore through a French archipelago in the Indian Ocean. And in sport, England's cricketers are made to toil in the third and final test in New Zealand. The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, has said that nearly 13,500 migrants who didn't have the right to stay in the UK have been returned to their home countries since the election. That's the highest rate in 5 years. But figures released today are expected to show that so far this year, more than 35,000 people have arrived in Britain in small boats. Speaking to the BBC's Laura Koonsberg, Ms. Cooper admitted the number of channel crossings was far too high, but refused to set out a timetable for bringing it down.
There is a history of Home Secretaries and Prime Ministers making grand promises but never actually having a proper plan. The approach we're taking to this is really step by step. We are putting in place the things that we need, the agreements with other countries, the stronger returns arrangements, the much stronger law enforcement.
And you can see that full interview on Sunday with Laura Koonsberg at 9 o'clock this morning on BBC One and on the iPlayer. 5 people have died in shootings near the port of Dunkirk in northern France. 4 of the victims were killed close to a migrant camp. A 22-year-old man has turned himself in to the police, Duncan Kennedy reports.
The 4 people, believed to be 2 security guards and 2 migrants, were shot on the Lune Plage stretch of coastline near Dunkirk. The gunman is alleged to have also confessed to an earlier shooting in the nearby town of Wormhout, where the victim is thought to be a man. Local media say weapons were found in the suspect's car. Dunkirk's mayor described the incident as a tragedy and said the motive behind the attacks remained unknown.
A devastating cyclone has hit the French Indian Ocean territory of Mayotte. At least 2 people have died, but there are fears the number could be significantly higher. Conditions there are said to be apocalyptic, with every single makeshift home destroyed, trees uprooted and roofs blown off. France is sending military and medical aid. The UK has joined an Indo-Pacific trading bloc, which the government hopes will boost the post-Brexit economy by £2 billion a year. Britain is the first European country to become a member of the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. Membership allows British businesses to trade tariff-free in places including Japan, Singapore, Vietnam and Malaysia.